Good afternoon. Well, it's been a packed show today. We've had talking about art and culture, about cultural spaces, about music with Dahab, and film with Fresh Day and Community Cinema. We're going to wrap up the 2 hours now talking about books. And it's a real pleasure, in fact, to welcome to the studio our guest, who our reader today, Leslie Cully, who you may remember, I'm sure, this fantastic campaign that she launched some time back now called Buckle Up in the Back. She's prepared a review of The Red House by Mark Haddon. A very good afternoon to you, Leslie.
Good
afternoon,
Siobhan. Thank you so much. I'm great.
You sound like you've been suffering with the same thing as me.
Yeah, I don't like to say it's full-on flu, but I'm just going to say, yeah, I've had flu, because sound really terrible. And this is the best I've sounded, so you can imagine how it's been.
So we'll help each other out today if I start coughing. Carry on talking. Leslie, just before we do go further into talking about this book that you've got to review for us today,
yes,
and we've also got a couple of stories from the news, from the world of literature as well, to have a chat about. So back to you, Leslie.
Yes.
Now, The Red House. I must admit, I mean, I was reading a little bit about it this morning. I haven't read the book myself, but I was reading all the reviews about it. It kind of got me immediately, I must say. I thought it was like four adults and four children, a single family and all of them strangers, 7 days of shared meals, log fires, card games and wet walks.
Mm.
Funny, poignant, deeply insightful about human lives. I thought it was quite interesting. I like books with lots of different characters, and
yes,
you can get into the various different characters of them.
Yeah.
Take me through this book.
Okay, right. So The Red House, Mark Haddon, he's the author of The Curious Incident of a Dog of a Nighttime, if anyone remembers that. Hugely successful book about a boy with autism, I believe, from memory. So yes, this is his latest, The Red House. It's not the normal run-of-the-mill book, obviously. That's not the style Mark writes in. But it centres on a family in a rented house in the Welsh border. Predominantly, it's a brother and sister who are estranged, but their mother dies, and she dies in a home, and it sets it off. The brother, Richard, is a hospital doctor, decides to invite his estranged sister, Angela, and her family on a trip to a cottage to try and reconcile the family, to get over the death of the mother, and just basically to get away.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it is not your normal family, but then what is a normal family? That's the question I ask myself sometimes.
Right.
Richard is recently remarried. His wife Louisa is on the trip with her daughter Melissa, her teenage daughter Melissa, and then they've invited his sister Angela, Richard's sister Angela, with her husband Dominic and their three children, who range in age from, well, there's a 17-year-old, a 16-year-old and an 8-year-old. And there's also talk of a baby that Angela lost who's stillborn. And that, to be honest, is the story. There is no big emotion. There is no big drama. It is about a family, and it's about their lives, and it's told from, again, different perspectives. The way Haddon writes is very interesting. He writes in paragraphs in this, so it's almost a little story within a story with each paragraph that he goes through, and it's just this 7 days in the cottage and what happens there, and the emotions that go along with it. They're grieving, they're reconciling, they're grieving in many number of ways, between over the death of the mother. Angela is still grieving the death of her stillborn daughter, who is there in her mind. She's terribly traumatised by it all. And, you know, you've got a new marriage going on. You've got teenagers together who have been thrown together. You've got Benji, the 8-year-old, who has no siblings or anyone his age, and he just goes off and randomly. And he seems to be the most centred character out of all of them.
Oh, right.
And it's very difficult to describe, really, because there's nothing really that stands out as going on.
Okay.
But it's all based on this one story. It's a family in a cottage for a week.
Right.
And that tells you enough.
Well,
that you know,
I think that's probably enough.
I think
as
that's
said,
enough that you
anyone
need to
who's
know.
Been on any family holidays, there's always things.
I found myself reading it thinking, blimey, it's actually quite a lot going on. How long have they been in this house? And it's a week.
Right.
But when you look at yourself, so much can happen in a few hours, especially with family.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially with estranged family, especially with people you haven't seen for years. You can imagine the underlying currents and relationships going on with them all. And it was a satisfying read. I wouldn't say, wow, You know, it was amazing. Okay. And what a book. And I know some reviewers have, but some reviewers have said that because it is so ordinary in a way, and in retrospect, I can appreciate that. But it takes skill, actually, to write about a normal family without it having to be based around a murder or a disappearance or something dramatic.
Some thriller here.
So, you know, I'd say read it. Definitely read it. Mm. Yes, the premise is there. The normal family in a house. Get on with
it. Has it stayed with you at all?
Bits and pieces have. There were very touching moments. There's no secrets to the book. So when I say Angela had a stillborn baby, you know that right from the beginning. And there's a very moving episode where this baby is born horribly disfigured, could never have survived, very badly disabled. And because of the way the baby looked, it looked almost like a monster, and Angela couldn't bring herself to hold the baby, which she obviously hugely regrets.
Right.
And that alone made me feel very much for her. Being a mother, and any mother, any parent would empathise with that, that she couldn't bring herself to hold the baby, which I could understand. But now she's looking back, she hugely regrets it. And it's too late. And you just feel, you can only feel for her. And she's suffering all the way through. Angela really does suffer from this child's death.
So do you think you'd read any more of his?
Yes,
I did enjoy him as an author.
Yes, I would, because it is very different from A Curious Incident of a Dog in the Night Time. Try saying that with a blocked nose. So it is different, and it is interesting that it's not same, you know. You can read a book and you enjoy a book because you know what the author's like, you know their style, you get into it, and it's an easy read. This isn't an easy read. It's not difficult. It's not one where you really have to sit down and concentrate on it, so you can enjoy it as such, but it's one that you don't know what's going to happen, you don't know what it's going to be like, and he's different enough to make you start wondering and to think about it, and think about what he's written about. So,
well, I believe we have a copy to give away, courtesy of the Emirates Lit Fest. So I think we'll just, should we just,
oh gosh,
I don't, I have to think, takes to the name of the book, I think it's nice and simple.
Yes,
because I think the last time we had one, which was a bit more complicated and it's a bit tricky for people, so text in the name of the book if you're interested, if you like the idea of reading it. Maybe you're a fan of the author, Mark Haddon, and you've read his previous books, which Leslie has mentioned have done very, very well actually so far. Then why not text in to 4001, just the name of the book with your name, please, and we'll pick a winner at the end of the programme. Leslie, we're going to take a quick break.
Sure.
Yeah. More to come, though. Do stay with us. And just a mention as well, why not text in any of your great book recommendations? What are you reading at the moment that you're really enjoying? I know Leslie's got a couple of others that she's going to recommend for us as well. But what are you reading? What are you enjoying at the moment?